How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Oh, it's five. Have you got the countdown?
Yeah.
Four, three. Marvellous. Two. One.
Oh.
Are you
Hello.
All right?
Yeah. That was exciting. Oh.
It was exciting.
But I mean, nothing really happened, of course, but it was exciting.
We're using a new website to download, to record our podcast on, and just gave us a little countdown like we were doing live TV or something.
Oh, it was very thrilling.
It was.
Oh, it was very thrilling. And hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends, by the way.
With Tom Allen and Susie Ruffle.
Yes, we're here.
We're here.
But it's quite thrilling, really, isn't it?
Something different.
It did have a FaceTime camera, but we've turned it off, haven't we, Suze?
We have, I love seeing your face, as you know.
No, but...
But we did worry.
We've all had enough.
But we've all had enough. We have. We've all had enough. No, but I did worry that it was going to be... apparently it makes the recording less good. I mean, this is very, very, very dull chat for anyone.
But this is the sort of thing we're all aware of nowadays, isn't it?
Right.
You know? So you know.
So we're recording this on the 21st of December, Monday.
Yeah, the shortest day.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, apparently.
But it feels...
Long.
God, it feels long. How are you, love?
Sorry?
How are you?
Well, I'm good. I'm good, thank you. And I have been, you know, like everybody, aware of the news and the change in the news, and I'm loath to kind of let it ever get me down, but I think it's one of those kind of times when it just feels very like, well, what are we going to do? Like, what? And I'm sort of getting stressed with the news in a way that I haven't done since sort of late March, early April. So
it's ever changing, isn't it? We're not really sure what we're doing.
Indeed, but at the same time, I'm sure there are positives here to be embraced, and I'm sure there are.
And have you found any yet?
Rest.
We're all getting a chance to rest. Well, not all of us. I'm sure some people are working. And if you are, thank you for that. If you're working for the NHS or in shops or any of the sort of emergency services or people that need to carry on working.
Yes, thank you for that.
We're very grateful to you.
Be grateful.
But it's... I mean, I've watched so much telly, Tom, and my gym's not open, obviously. So I'm just not exercising and not leaving the house, really.
I'm going for a walk
every day. That's about it.
I mean, that's it. That's all you can do, isn't it? And I've got my kettlebell, which I'm grateful for, let me tell you. Very grateful for it.
Hashtag blessed.
I am so hashtag blessed. It's untrue. And so I'm, that's something to be grateful for. I'm grateful for the fact that my mother has ordered a turkey.
Very, very wise.
And she ordered it from the butcher for slightly more people than are now able to come.
Of course. Well, yeah, we got a big ham because mum and dad were meant to be coming up. But now we're just two women trying to get through a ham before New Year. That's basically, it's like I'm on that SAS show.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it's like, but with ham, just trying to get through the ham.
Ham, who dares wins? Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Because
you know how much I love a ham.
I love a ham. Let me tell you. At Christmas or any time of the year, I love it. I love it in Spain. I love a jamón.
Sure. Why not?
I love it.
Are you going to be eating a lot over there? I know that we did cover Christmas dinners on the live show. Thanks to anyone that came along to that. That was
Thank
a lot of fun.
Thank you to anybody who came along to that.
We had a really good time.
We had such a fun time. That was kind of, we were sort of in a bit of a limbo then. We didn't know what we know now. But we were having a lovely time. We made a nice cocktail. We chatted to our friend Jamie. And yes, it was a lot of fun. And we had a bit of a sing song at the end. Sorry,
we
for
had
the feedback.
Sing song at
Sorry
the
for the
end.
Feedback.
Oh my
Not
god!
The feedback from the listeners, but the feedback.
The feedback from the actual technology, which is what we are constantly battling with, and it's incredible that we've actually managed to get a podcast out.
I mean, we were ambitious, weren't we? We were ambitious with that.
I was like, let's do a Judy Garland number at the end, and no one said no, and that's the issue.
And then we
I need
to
be
downstairs,
stopped.
Run downstairs and get on the piano.
Get on the old also, Joanna.
Oh. What a nightmare. What a nightmare. But we did it, and that's all that you can say, isn't it? That's
and
all
I think people
say.
Liked that we had a go.
And I think that's all we can ever be proud of, isn't it? Having a go. That's
and I think maybe one day in the future we will do that on, you know, that will be like the closing of our Christmas episode of some TV show.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure. Yeah.
I feel like that's probably in that sort of old-fashioned sort of, I don't know, Bing Crosby type way of like doing a show and then doing a Christmas episode and everyone having a sing-along.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'd be into that.
Oh, yeah, I would. Yeah, I'd love a sing-along like that round a piano.
Well, you know, I want everyone to put on their nice clothes.
Oh, of course. Just put on your nice clothes, not those horrible clothes you wear.
Not your rags.
But your horrible old rags. Oh, a sing-song round an old Joanna. Well, I love. But I mean, I think as well, it's important to do anything that makes you feel a bit better because I think today, for example, it feels like everything's just gone to like a new level of stress. And I think my therapist tells me we have to be very aware of our like stress levels. Mm-hmm. And I think there's almost, I resent the way that the news and certain people on social media sort of thrive on pushing our buttons to make us stressed. Because of course we respond to stress and we respond to, because I think biologically we're conditioned to look for threats. So, of course, but they manipulate that a bit by going, and then this, and fundamentally, like, what we can't do a lot about a lot of the things that they tell us about.
This is what I've been thinking as well. So I sort of had this thought earlier, I was going to say earlier in the week, but it's Monday, towards the tail end of last week, about feeling very stressed about what was going on, having conversations with my mum. We were, like, you know, really upset that we couldn't see each other. I was lucky enough that Alice and I went down and spent, you know, a good few weeks with mum this year at various points,
lovely,
which was lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had such a lovely time. And I'm so pleased that we did that when we were allowed to. But now I've never had a Christmas away from my family. And I know, I'm sure lots of people are thinking, yeah, me too. And I know we're all in the same boat, absolutely. But me and mum were so upset sort of at the weekend going, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And the answer is we're going to do nothing. We're going to, you know, just stay where we are and see each other when we can.
Yeah.
But I started to think, right, come on, Suze, what can you do? Because I can't do anything about people queuing at Dover.
No,
I can't
exactly.
do anything. I can't do anything about people spending Christmas by themselves other than the fact if people are interested, there is an Always Be comedy gig on Christmas Day
lovely.
At 3 o'clock that
yes.
I'm doing and a bunch of other stand-ups are doing, which I think will be super fun. And hopefully that will make people feel like they're part of something if they're on their own. But also I was just thinking, what can you do, Suze? Like, you know, what is there that's of use to anyone? And I just thought, you know what, normally I'd be spending this much money going here, I'd be going out for dinner, I'd be going out for drinks, I'd be doing this and the other. So I just chose a couple of local charities, made a little donation and thought, you know what, that's all I can do in this scenario.
That's
I can't,
all you can do. Yeah.
I can't change the fact that, you know, I look, it's going to come as a massive surprise to a lot of our listeners, but I don't really understand how to make the vaccine.
But the way that the news presents it, though, is almost, do you know what I mean? The way that the news presents it is like, well, they've closed the border. What are you going to do about it? And I'm like, I don't know. What am I going to do about that? I don't know. Should I go down there? Maybe I could.
You could go and put on a show. That would cheer
I could
everyone
put
up.
Put on a show. Oh, those poor lorry drivers. Haven't they been through enough?
But it's terrible. Like people waiting there for days and like, what can I actually do here? I mean, I can't do much, but I normally would have spent probably this much going out for a posh dinner with my partner. I would have done this. I would have done that. Okay.
Yeah. That's very lovely.
Where's the food banks? What can I do? Help refugee? What, you know, can I make a few donations to people there? And, you know, and don't get me wrong, I am very aware that some people can't afford to do this. And I am not suggesting in any way that I'm throwing loads of, like, you know, it's not like it's loads and loads of money, but I had to do that in order to feel less sad. So it's not at all altruistic.
No, exactly. That's the thing, is that we do it. That's the thing with charity. We do it for ourselves. But, charity begins at home.
There we go. And I think we found the Christmas special.
The Christmas message.
The Queen's Christmas message.
The Queen's Christmas message. I just think that, I mean, yeah, you can't, we can't do it. But the news, and like I say, people being on social media, I get a bit annoyed with people on social media being like, we're all doomed. And it's like, it's not helpful. And it's done kind of mindlessly, I think, a lot of the time, because it's when you think like, it's not helping anybody who's feeling anxious is not going to, it's going to feel worse because people are putting things like that up. I think unless you're going, hey, this will be okay. Hey, just get through this. Like, you know, this whole thing with like the virus is mutated, even though it doesn't impact on how virulent it is. And it doesn't impact on the vaccine as far as we can tell.
No, so, exactly. But they're just saying, look, guys, we need to be really careful. And hopefully everyone has been being really careful. The people that I can't stand are people that are going, you know, that have been scaremongering and then will be like, oh, I'm going to see my family anyway. Or, you know, and you go, well, you're the reason. Like, or saying, people that have been saying, oh, I saw one of the bloody red top journos being like, whose name I can't remember because I've chosen not to remember what her name is. Mm. But she's one of the double barrel twats. And, and you know, she spent the whole year being like, why should we wear face masks? It's, you know, why should we wear face masks? And then posted a picture of her going abroad. And it's like, we're all in this mess because people didn't wear face masks.
Yeah.
Oh, great. You can afford to go off to St. Lucia or something, you know, the sun and, you know, go where it's not as bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Tom, you know, I get very cross sometimes.
You do, and that was nice to see you vent like that. But I just go, I just sort of think, and as well, there's this kind of sense of, oh, look at you. There's still that kind of like shaming sense about it all, isn't there? Like, well, you know, well, Maidstone, like, well, look what you've done. It's like, well, then I don't think anybody in Maidstone, for example, is doing anything better or worse, are they?
Of course not. Also, a virologist on the news the other day said, oh, no, it's sort of this new strain is everywhere. It just happens that we saw more of it in Kent at this point.
I feel like it is everywhere, isn't it? And I'm sure it's in other places in the world.
Sure. I mean, it must be.
But it's sort of, I mean, I'm sure it must be, yeah. And it's sort of mutating all the time. So I just go like, the way that all news outlets are still treating it like an opportunity to sell newspapers is a bit like, guys, please take a break. Like, we've been through it. And I'm annoyed with all the politicians now. Because I'm like, you just see them scoring points all the time. And you go, there is clearly like a better way to handle this across the board. And I don't care which one has come up with the idea. But like, let's follow them rather than going, we're going to do one thing. Well, we're not going to do that. We're going to do this.
Why don't we all get together and go, do you know what? Should we listen to the scientists?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's just all go, do you know what? There are people that have spent their lives studying how pandemics happen and how we get through it. And should we just all put politics to one side, stop trying to win points on each other, stop trying to shame each other in the House of Commons and just go, let's listen to the people that fucking know what they're talking about.
That's exactly how I feel, Suze. You know, and I'm glad to hear you being so honest.
But you know what? I'm going to go to number 10 right now.
Get on your bike, put your helmet on, cycle in.
I've got an idea.
I've got
it's
an idea. Let me
science.
In. I've got a thought. I want to come in. I just sort of go, well, what, like, there's clearly one way through this. There's not one way, but there's clearly better ways of doing this than others. But they're all, like, all the kind of, I don't know, all the different factions all sort of doing their own thing. You know, everybody, I'm saying, with that, the government included, and just sort of go, like, well, just put all the ego aside. And stop point scoring and sort of stop, you know, and then all the Brexit stuff as well. Oh God, no, don't even.
I mean, I'm quite worried about my mental health in January.
Yeah, I am worried. Well, I think that's the
thing. My mental health in January?
I'm worried about your mental health in January. But then, as I say, my therapist says, be in touch with like your stress levels, like how, like all the kind of the neurochemicals that are like being set off, and actually just engage with them and listen and go, actually, what is stressing me out here? What am I actually worried about? And sometimes I think as well, we should be aware of like how stress is a way of kind of like, it gives us an adrenaline buzz. And so we have to be careful of like, actually, are we worrying about things that we, like you say, we can't control? And then actually are just, we just try and regulate that and go, what keeps me calm? Make sure we do the things that keep us calm, a bit of exercise, a bit of yoga, meditation,
whatever
it is your thing, you know, have a nap, whatever,
watch
a nice film.
Whatever it is that helps you. Yeah, totally.
You're allowed to care for yourself. And I think that's the important thing. You're allowed to care for yourself. We can't worry about, like we're saying, we can't worry about things that you can't control.
And maybe we should mention at this point, before we maybe move on to something lighter for Christmas, if anyone is really struggling, do remember that the Samaritans are out there, as are CALM, the Campaign Against Living Miserably, who do brilliant work. And don't be afraid to reach out. I mean, it's, you know, it may be you're in a position where you can't afford a therapist, or if you, or you don't want, but maybe it's easier for you to talk to someone anonymously. Mm. You know, don't be afraid to use those charities, because that is exactly what they're there for. And I do stuff with CALM. I'm an ambassador for CALM, and they do really, really brilliant work. And they've got a phone number you can call, you can get in touch with someone. So do reach out.
Yeah. I mean, I say, especially if you're on your own, but actually sometimes people can feel very lonely even when they're around people. So
yeah, absolutely. I think the thing is as well, is just don't feel shame around it, because I feel like we're all in the same boat.
Yeah.
And if you need a bit of help, God, I know I have at times as well.
Yeah.
So just, you know, just reach out, just go for it, because people are there willing to listen and wanting to help.
And also Switchboard as well is available. And they're open 365 days a year.
Yeah.
The
Gay and Lesbian Switchboard you're talking about.
Yes, I think they just call themselves Switchboard actually now.
Do they? I'm so sorry. How embarrassing. I'm such a bad gay.
But I don't know if that is...
I'm going to have to ring the Switchboard to apologise.
You're going to have to phone every operator on the Switchboard.
This is Susie from Like-Minded Friends. You don't know me. Okay.
Do you hear me?
I just want... Yeah. Have you heard of Tom Allen?
Still no. Still no.
The bald one from Bake Off. No, not Mac Lucas.
Judge Rinder.
Yeah, him. I do a podcast with him, and I
want to
listen to him. Sorry,
but I don't know if that's true. But they are a great organization.
Either way, reach out. And I think lots of people are putting stuff on their Twitters about all the numbers and stuff. So find out if you need that.
And I would say as well, like, be my this is my experience. I suppose I'm saying this to myself. If you are on social media and you notice a certain account is stressing you out. Have to even unfollow them if they're a friend and you don't want to sort of look like you. You can mute so many people.
Tom, I have muted so many people. My Twitter is like you, Sarah Paulsland, Strictly.
Good. That's it.
And me.
But there's a sense that you need to follow, like, I should follow, you know, all the news outlets. Oh, I should follow Reuters. Why?
No.
If something major happens, you'll know about it. Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah, it's not like you're going to be like, oh my God, I never found... It's not like anyone is now going, there's a pandemic, because they don't read the news.
You'll
find it out. Don't get me wrong, sometimes it's really nice to feel informed, but sometimes it's okay to just drop off, I think.
I think as well, like, remember, all news outlets basically want you to feel stressed.
Want your money.
They want your money.
They want you to click on that
link. They want your adverts, or they're competing with, they're competing with other news outlets to get your eyes on them. And we are addicted to stress. Like, there is I think so. Be mindful of that and just check it and go, I think all news outlets do it, and they love to. There's not a news outlet that I'm aware of. I think there might be like a couple of really alternative ones, but the main ones, none of them want you to feel like, oh, I'm okay, everything's fine.
Totally.
So remember that, and remember that there are people who like to, that, for example, there's people who love to share news as though they are the reporter. It's one of my pet hates.
That
or something
makes
you may know.
That really reminds me of that really funny piece of material you had when we were touring together about the girl that announced the death of Nelson Mandela on her Facebook.
Well, that's
like she had been the one.
Like, they'd phoned her and said, you need to let the people know. Remember that there is people who are like, I know, I need to, you know, everybody wants to sort of center themselves in the middle of the action and just sort of...
I like to center myself just to one side, judging.
That's the best place to be.
And guys, let me tell you, come over. There's always room here.
There's always room on the sidelines. Yeah, exactly. Just be mindful of that, and just check in with yourself and go, oh, this is making me feel stressed. Do I want to continue with this? No. And the longer you spend away from the stress originator, the better you'll feel. So it just takes that one step away, and then actually you go, I don't need to check, for example, Twitter.
My girlfriend makes me come off social media for 2 hours before I go to bed.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, she's like, you don't need this. If I look at it, she'll be like, you don't need that.
God,
I'll be like, you're
she's
right.
Good. She's
she is good.
Good,
isn't she? God.
Yeah, she's good.
God, she's good. Tom, have you finished work for the year now?
Pretty much. I've got a couple of bits to do from home, but that's it, really. So,
same here.
So yeah, that's it. And so actually, I think I'll just hibernate for a couple of weeks.
Very nice.
Probably a good idea, isn't it?
And then, have you worked a lot over Christmas in the past?
I remember when, like, years ago, I would, if a gig was on the 27th or the 28th, I would get on a train and go to Birmingham or go to places. But I try not to do that now because I think it's important, isn't it? If you can rest, to rest.
I remember coming back up to London for a gig on the 27th one year for a tenner.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, right.
Like
yeah.
When I was really new. God, I was like, well, it's a gig with progression, which means it leads to more gigs. Yeah. I don't know if that's a... I mean, I think people could have probably worked that out, but gig with progression.
It's a gig with progression.
And it was really poorly attended. I left all my family.
To go and
stay in my shared house that no one was in because it was Christmas to do a gig in front of like 15 people for a tenner.
Suze, but it all helps us, doesn't it? Because I think... But that's the thing. Anybody out there who is self-employed especially will know that feeling. Geez, you can't say no to work. So,
well, that's what I say. I'm just a girl that can't say no
that
to work.
Is what they say.
Sex, I can give or take.
Yeah, that's what they say. That's what they say about you. So, you know, bear that in mind.
Did you ever work in a restaurant over Christmas?
Oh, did I? No, I don't think I did. I've worked New Year lots, though. I've worked.
Oh,
a few
years. I've worked a Boxing Day one year.
Oh, right.
That was like unbelievably stressful in a restaurant when I was still living in Portsmouth. I must have been about 15 and just walking around going, this is far too much stress for a 15-year-old.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Like, table four, haven't got enough creme brulees. And I'm like, okay, I don't know why this is my problem.
Oh, my.
I'm getting fiver an hour.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember that. Like £4 an hour to be like, oh, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I haven't got you a drink in time. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, geez, that was stressful. And New Year's Eve, I've worked a lot of those. Did you work in pubs or did you work at the restaurant?
I worked in the golf club on New Year's a couple of times. And I worked in the restaurant as well.
I feel like at the golf club, it would be quite like a posh affair.
No.
Okay. Oh, okay. My vibes is like, you know, poshos playing golf.
No, they reckon they are, but they're not really.
Right, okay.
They're sort of suburbanites, and they were pretty nice.
Right.
There'd be no tips, like they didn't give any tips. I think I got I might have got paid double or something, but I didn't.
Yeah,
which is nice,
but you find that often with posh people, like that's why they're so rich, Tom.
Yeah,
they don't tip.
It'd be like a dinner dance, but it would just sort of, there is something sad about. You know, when you go like, oh, they're all having such a nice time, you know.
Or doing the countdown with like someone you work with.
Yes.
I remember one year, oh God, this is bleak. I did a gig, and I'm not going to mention the name of the club, but Tom, you'll know what it is. It's that gig that used to happen in Kentish Town.
I knew you were going to say that.
Okay.
I had it in my mind and I was like, I know. I could just, I'm just imagining it right then. That is so funny. We clearly have 6 cents.
We're clearly separated at birth. And I did the gig and it was, the audience were livid because it was meant to be like a buffet. And the guy that ran the gig had like got 3 sausage rolls or something. Like it was so bad. Oh, people were fucking livid.
God.
And then I like left to go, I think, oh, I know what happened. I was gigging. The gig finished at like 11 o'clock. Obviously like everywhere's mad because it's London. And I texted a couple of friends being like, are you out? And Joel Dommett texts back and was like, oh, I've just finished my gig. Where are you?
Oh.
Joel and Simon Fielder.
Oh.
And I like raced across London and I think I got to them. I got to like the Slug and Lettuce in, where is it? In Angel.
Yeah.
Like at 5 to 12. And I was just so relieved that I didn't spend, because I worked out, I'd either go and meet them for a drink or I'd just be on the tube.
Oh my.
For the
goodness.
12 o'clock moment by myself after like a terrible gig where I got paid like probably £50 or £60.
Oh.
It was so bleak.
Oh my God. Yeah. And you go like, well, I should do it, shouldn't I? I should do it.
I should do it. I should gig. I should work. No, don't.
Yeah.
Oh,
gosh. Gosh.
Yeah.
So we have to be grateful for having a bit of downtime, a bit of rest time.
We do.
And we have to be thankful for having somewhere to rest.
Yes.
Grateful for entertainment
friends
on our
and family.
On our laptops and televisions. Friends and family we can phone and FaceTime.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the opportunity to have maybe a bath or a shower.
Yeah, sure.
That's what I'm really grateful for.
Sure.
A bed to sleep in. You know, there's lots of things.
A walk.
Yeah, that's right. You know. I think expressing our gratitude as well is important too sometimes, isn't it? It's almost worth just phoning people.
I feel like I may have mentioned this before on the podcast, so forgive me, friends, if you've listened to the whole series quite recently. Mm. But I remember listening to, it was Tim Minchin doing a speech for a university in Australia.
Oh, yeah.
And he was giving like the commencement speech or something
that.
And I don't know how I ended up seeing it, but I saw it. And he said, so many people are, define themselves by what they don't like, you know, like, oh, I hate Coldplay, or I hate this, or I hate that, or I hate the other. But actually, it's far best to be defined by what you love.
How true.
That's something that I often think about, of like, no, don't be like, you know, and I think social media has a lot to play with it. Be defined by the things you love. Be positive. Send your friend that message saying, oh, we haven't spoken ages, and I'm sorry that we haven't ages, but I thought of you.
I love that. What a lovely, Susie, let's make that our thing. That we encourage people to do, of just sending nice messages to each other, to people who maybe haven't spoken to you for a while, or you've, you know, something they did made them happy, or, you know.
Yeah, something... or something you enjoy, share it with people on Twitter. Say, hey, I read this great book this year. If people are looking for book recommendations, why not do that? You know, let's share some positivity in a time when it feels pretty negative.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's so true, isn't it? It's just a chance to show people that we love them even from afar, and to show them what we're thinking about them. And I think that's a great idea. I love that. We've all got text messages.
It's the alternative Queen's Christmas message.
Oh my goodness, the Queen's Christmas.
You're the alternative Queen.
Yeah, we both are in our way.
Thank you. Do you know what, Tom? I'm pleased you said that. It felt slightly homophobic even as I said it. So
no,
I'll take
please.
It as well.
If anybody encourages homophobia, it's me. inspires it.
And what
say.
A note to end on what our final episode of the year. And we received so many messages from you guys that enjoy the podcast, and it really means
really
a lot to us.
Means
we
so
know
much.
That like we record all over the shop. It's never
We're the worst like-minded friends.
Yeah. We're the worst like-minded friends. We never know when we're going to record. We just do it at like a moment's notice. We decided to do this yesterday because we thought it'd be a nice thing to put out. And we never stay on topic, and we never really talk about anything. But we talk about everything. But we know loads of you have been listening for the whole 5 years, and loads of you have got in touch since lockdown saying, I didn't know about this podcast. I've listened to all of it in the last few months.
These poor people.
Are people not suffering enough?
Haven't they been through enough?
But thank you. Like, we know that you all exist out there, and we love that you like being part of this little like-minded friends gang. So we really appreciate it.
We really do. So thank you very much. And do send those text messages and fill your Twitter. If you have to be on Twitter, fill it with positivity, and it's always very well.
And use that mute button.
Yeah, you don't need any negativity. You don't need it. You're protecting yourself. You owe it to us, and you owe it to yourself. To just block out the negativity.
Do you want to try that line
negativity,
again?
negativity, I think I tried to say.
The nativity.
You don't have to block out the nativity per se, but you know, away in a pret-a-manger. But just do what's right for you, and just put love out there. And I think it'll all come back, because as we know, as the Bible says, wherever you find love, it feels like Christmas. It might have been the Muppet Christmas Carol, but
I think it was the Bible,
but in a way a Bible of sorts. So let's keep that in mind, you know.
Let's keep that in mind. And watch the Muppets Christmas Carol.
Go and watch the Muppets
one.
Christmas Carol, yes. Or put
one.
The music on if you've got... It's on Spotify and iTunes.
Oh, I've been listening to it so much.
Me too. I'm so happy. It's got songs that aren't even in the film.
I know, I know. And I do all the different voices.
Oh, do you?
I even get a bit wheezy for Tiny Tim.
Oh.
But you know, Tom, you've got to remember, I am trained.
Now, don't attempt that if you haven't had...
Professional drama school training. Because it's good to put it to some use.
It's lovely that you put it to some use. Your Tiny Tim impersonations are always welcome, as we know.
Always welcome.
Always.
Right.
Right, well.
You guys look after yourself. Have a nice Christmas and New Year if you celebrate Christmas. Have a lovely New Year. Look after yourselves. And we're sending you a lot of love.
Yes, we certainly are. We're really sending you so much love and know that you are important to us. And,
absolutely.
And so you must look after yourself. And don't...
Okay. And feel free to reach out to us. We've got the email. Chat to likemindedfriends@gmail.com. Just tips off the tongue.
Just, yeah, trips off the tongue. like a vocal warm-up that Susie might have done in her training, of course.
And let me end with red lorry, yellow lorry.
Of course.
And red lorry again.
Yellow lorry. I mean, don't start talking about the lorries again, Susie. We've tried to move beyond that.
I'm so sorry. Okay, positives. I'm sorry, guys. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Happy Christmas.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.